We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10-15 lines on the bottom out of two dots. We had in the Mishnah, it says, someone does a miksas niskoy, he's chayav in the whole thing. What are we talking about? Tana Rabbana. Echsharti miksas niskoy, if you set up half a nezek, chafti b'tashlumi niskoy, kechashu niskoy. You chayav in the whole nezek, you did the whole thing. Ketzad, what's the example? Hakoyf a bar tisha. Someone digs a bar tisha. That's Reuven. Uvach, Hashimah comes, Hashimah Asara. He made it another tefach, he made it Asara Tvachim now. The halacha is, Ha'achroin Chay. This last guy is Chayiv on the whole Nezek. And it sounds like right now, it means he's Chayiv on the Nezikin and on the Misa. Why? He took the whole thing over. When he did the tentach, he made it a new bar. Till now it was a bar, it was only Chayiv for Nezikin. Now it's a bar for Chayiv for Misa. What's if someone dies in it? So he becomes the Naya Balabas. With the like a Rebbe, not like a Rebbe. Time to the Brisa. Hakoyf a bar tisha v'ach havashim ala asara ha'achron chayiv. Tanakam says achron chayiv. Now why is achron chayiv? So like Tosfos speaks out already. Gam an azikin v'rishin patam akulam. Why? So there is a kasuk. The Marbik's a drasha von pasuk. We have to wait the daf nun aleph to see the drasha. It's a drasha that the achron is chayiv, but the drasha is only if he's mechadish it into a new realm. But if someone goes from 7 to 8, then he doesn't take it over. They're both chayiv. And if he does, or if he does from 10 to 20 also, it's not a new chavtza. But if it's a naya chavtza, it goes from 9 to 10, it's a new eschachos, then you chayiv on everything. That's the Zeres Kosef, according to Rabbanan. Rabbi August. Rabbi Yoima, Acha Acharein Lemisa. He's the one who caused the Misa, he's chayiv for that. Acha Shneim Lenezikin. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi. Why not? Because our Mishnah says, they chayiv the whole Nezek. They chayiv on the whole Nezek, so it's not like Rabbi. And we are assuming that when it says, Miksas Niskoy, it seems like, he only clapping in the Zikin only did Miksas and still you chayiv for the whole thing. Because if we went only talking about only Misa, so he did the whole Misa, so it wouldn't say Miksas Niskoy. That's why I'm just revarning next Mandiyam, because our Papa says, no, it could be a Rebbe also. Papa Amar le Misa v'divra akoyal. Our Mitch talking about the guy's chayiv for Misa. So that's a Chiddush. Even though he did one Tefach, he's chayiv the whole thing. And that's terms of Rebbe also. Rebbe only argued on the Zikin. But on Misa, he agreed they're both chayiv. They're only the Misa guy is chayiv. Yigadamri. Lame like Rabbi, just a different way of saying the same thing. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi because Rabbi holds that they are both chayiv and nezikin. So tomorrow, no, Rabbi Papa the Misa the Vrako. To what Misa and there only the one who made it to 10 is chayiv. So that's what we said on our Mishnah. What does it mean? Miksas niskoy chayiv lahol nezet. The guy takes a bar, takes from 9 to 10, brings it into the big leagues. Now it's chayiv Misa. He's chayiv for the whole thing. That's what happens. Zot to Gemara. Maskevara goes there. Then the next few kashas, the first kash will be from different things that Misvara they held was Asr, and the Gemara's are slug it up. But then we'll finally get to a Brisa Gemara of the kasha. Let's see. Maskevara goes there. Suleka, Vika have a different case. What happens? Masa Shar with a Chamish of the Adam, that someone gave a Shar to 5 people to watch it. One guy didn't watch, the Hezek and his Mazik Chayiv. So Gemara thought that this is similar. Here, this guy's Chayiv. Why? Because he didn't watch it. You know, all the four. Also, he only did mixas. Still, he's chayiv. Someone says, "What are you talking? What's the case?" Hey, chidam, ilam lav iu lav minter. If the case is this shar, so wild shar, you need 5 people to watch it. So pshita diu kavid. Everyone else watched it. You didn't watch it. So you're chayiv. And this is not called mixas niskoy. You were the only one who did a nezik. The other guys watched it. So it's not called mixas niskoy. So what? If that's the case, then pshita diu kavid. It's not a chiddush of our mishnah. Hello. Then lav iu. Nami Minta. Without him, it would have been watched anyway. So Micah Ovid, what did he want from him? What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. It would be watched without him. Ain't a chayav klum. That's what Rashi says on base. Now, Tosfos there learns that Micah Ovid means they're all 5 chayavs. So the Rosh says, it's not a stira. The case was like this. If, when he says, I'm not watching it, and it's enough if other guys watch it, they're staying, so then I'm not chayav. I left it in good hands. Then everyone agrees that Rashi's right. Micah Ovid, what did he do wrong? But Tosfos is the one case where they said, if you're not going to watch, I'm not going to watch. So then all 5 are chayiv. Even though he decided to leave first, and he left 4 guys there, but they said, I'm not watching, you're not watching, then they're all chayiv taka. Either way, this case is not a case of our Mishnah. We're trying to find a case of Mishnah where it's mixas, they chayiv the whole thing. It's not a good case. Maskar, Sheshes, I have another case. Ve'ika, Marv B'chavilas. The guy makes a small fire, and someone else adds branches to the fire. So and there was saying, it's a mixas, this case chayiv the whole thing. Hekidam, what's the case? Either love you without him, like Oslo, it would not have gone. Pshita. If not him would not have gone and burned anything, so then it's Pasha that he's chayef for the whole thing, because he's the one who did the whole thing. It wouldn't have gone out, not him. It would have gone out. It's not even mixing niska. He did the entire thing. El pshita. El lav iu ozlo. Would have gone without him. So Micah Ovid, what do you do wrong? So again, Rashi learns over here, Micah Ovid means, what do you do wrong? He gets potter. The Rabbeinu Peretz explains that it's possible to say a case where they both be chayef, and like in Tosfos Veld. How would that be possible? If he added fire also, he made a fire and branches here, so his thing itself could have made the fire here. So then the Mar's Kasha is also be chayev. So either way, it's not another case for Mishnah. But now we're going to have a Brisa. Mask of our Papa. Va'ikah the following Brisa. Famous Brisa. All the time, went to the Brisa. Hey, Shiyoshu al Sif Slechad. Five people were sitting on a bench. Flesh of Ruh didn't break. It could hold the five people. Va'achar. Echad. One person came. Va'yoshu v'lov. And he sat down. Va'shavru. And it broke. Ha'achar chayev. Last guy's chayev. And here, Rapapa has to add something on it. Vamra Papa, going Papa Ba'aba. You know, sat down, Papa Ba'aba. Rashi Shoye Balbasa. He was very heavy. Now, what's Rapapa trying to add on? You know, so a heavy person, like, what's he trying to add on? We'll see. Tais talks about it on Ramadan, about him. We'll speak something out. One of Tais treats him soon. What's the case that the Akron is Chaya? Ilema Balab, Yula Itva, we're now broken without him. Pshita. It's Pashit that the last guy is Chayiv. It's not called Mixas Niska either, Rashi says. Look at Rashi's Pshita. Because there, at least, it was some kind of Hezek before. Here, the four guys, or five guys, were not doing any Hezek until he came. It was nothing. So, even though he needed them to help out, it's all him doing it. Elo, the Belav Iyun Amit would have broken. So, Mike, what do you want from Papa Barbo? What do you want from the person who came? So, okay, so it's not a riot that, to figure out our Mishnah. But safe, we have a Brisa here. We got to figure out the Brisa. Safe, Masnita, Hechem Atarza, he learned this Brisa. So, the Gemara, I'll explain to him. Lechricha. The Belav Iyu, at him, have a mitzvah between Shay. Would have broken for 2 hours. A Hashto, now they sat down, it's a Bechadasha. The Amrile, so they tell him, you know what you're chai? Vilav at, have a Svinat Fei Port again, we would have stood up. It's 2 hours, we would have stood up soon. You sat down, it's your cause, you're chai. Let Papa Baba say to them, what do you mean? You love Atum, without you, but you love Mitvah. You should have got up. You should have got up. Like, what kind of question is that? You say, oh, I would have got, you should have got up. When you saw me sit down and you saw it break quick, you should have got up. You didn't get up. You're chayim. Like, Tzricha, the Baha'i de B'somach Bu Tavar. And Rashi explains that he leaned on them and held them down. They couldn't get up. That's why he's chayim. Zok Toysvis in the bottom of Yoram Aleph that. Why do you say Papa Baba? Zok Toys says 2 lines to the bottom. Dafka Papa Baba, the bottom of Amaral. Dafka Papa Baba, show your Odom Kovet. He was a heavy person. Mutech Kovdoi Moinam Lamoid. Avashar Bne Odom, Shane Kvein Kokach. 5 people could push a guy off. No excuse. Vain Sirchasom, Akiv Lamad Iu. So then I'm in an eye, Pastor Shle Omdu. But here, he's a big person, and they cannot. He's a big god loss of Papa Baba, and they couldn't push him off, and therefore he's chai. It wasn't not a story of Papa Baba, whoever that big person was. Frank Mar Pshita, it's Pasha, it's Washington Vichai, he held him down, right? He didn't do anything with a maisa, just a koyach. Whoever the gufe breaks, Koichinami is going to break it, and that's also Bichayev. The same thing, the Gufoi is the same thing, like Koichai, and they're both Chayev. That's the Chiddush of this price. Frank the Marvah Suleka, there's no other case that has mixed as Nisri Chayev whole Nedek. I'll tell you a new case. Vaikah, Hoda Tanya. You have a person, Nebuch's getting Geharget here with 10 people with sticks. So, Beime Vasachas, Beime Zachazeh, Omeis Kulam Turim, the old potter. I will speak out why in a second. Every guy's hit was enough to kill the guy. The old potter. Rav Yehuda Masei Roma, Vasachazeh, Akron Chayim, Vashkiris Mesosai. So, what's that lachah? If it's Vasachas, the reason why the potter is because you don't know who killed him. They all killed him at one time. They all had enough to kill him. You don't know who would kill them. Therefore, Kulam Potter. If it's Zachazeh, so when he got killed in the last bang, so maybe he would have died eventually from other bangs, but you're the one who did the makkah b'patish. So Rabbi Huda holds you chayy for that. Because it says in the Pasuk, the ish giyaka kol nefesh, even a little bit, even kirav misasa is chayy. According to Rabbanan, kirav misasa is not chayy in this case. Avada, if someone is a geisis from natural causes and someone pulls the plug, is chayy misa. But here, someone else can be chayy misa for him, so then you're not going to be chayy misa according to Rabbanan, The lands of no one's chayim. He said, but in this case, if someone else did a ma'isa and you did a ma'isa, you're not going to be chayim your ma'isa to supersede someone else's ma'isa when they all hit him with enough bang to kill him. Like upon them, so what's the kasha? We fear we have a simple case. He did miksas niska, it's for sure. They would have died anyway. And he was they're almost dead. And this guy finished them off, he's chayim. So the Mishnah should have said, that case, chayim. Talk to Gemara that no, Vaktala, I'm not talking about Vaktala. The Bai Seima, another territory is Vaplukta, I'm not talking about Machlaikas. First territory is not talking about Misa, another territory is not talking about Machlaikas. Very much, Loyla Kimrod, like a rabbi. So I'm going to like a rabbi, Ukarabana, I'm a Kmina, that'll do. Because I'm a Kabana. Kahuda Ben Vesera, I like a Rabana, I'm a Kmina, what? Huh?
What's his Kasha?
The Kasha's like this. We say, we don't want to put him in Machlaikas. Didn't we say before it's like a rabbi?
Which case?
The case before our Papa Steretz, the case of the bar. Papa answered Misa. Zetzain, not like Rebbe, like the Rabbanah, that's fine. But to go like Rebbe, I'm saying like Rabbanah, that I'm not going to do. Now, really, there's a good kashya, maybe that's Mordechai means to ask even, that the Gemara before says, Vesuleka, like what was wrong with the Pshat we had in the Mishnah? We had to find more Pshat than the Mishnah? What was wrong with the first Pshat? So, Tosfos, what was bothering the Gemara was that the first pshat has to be not like Rebbe. Or like Rebbe Papa is talking about Misa. A little bit iffy. So that's why we're asking more kashas. But Freik da Achreinim, then what was this for Suleka? Here we're bringing in something, a new thing. And the Gemara answers, because it's a plukta. What do you mean? Well, anyway, we are talking about plukta anyway. Either we're talking about plukta, which really, what's going on over here? So Gemara, so they explain like this. Tosfos meant like this. We didn't really want to Zetzai in the Mishnah not like Rebbe. In the first Gemara, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Mechassad of the Mishnah. That's why we're looking for other cases. But Lamais, we didn't find any other cases. It's still fine because they're Rabbanah. But here, because that's like Rudav and Seira, that's not fine because that's the Pukta like Kamari. Talk to Maravaita. Chafti b'tashlume niske. Now, a lot of tashlume niske is a little interesting. Tashlume, chafti b'niske. What's tashlume niske? Chafti b'niske like Tani, elba tashlume niske. It sounds like I'm completing something. I'm completing the nezek. What's he talking about? Tani l'ha tarabanan. It's a brisa. Tashlumi nezek malamed shabayle matap menavela. Which means like this. If my shar goes your shar, and the shar dies, so the shar was worth alive, it's $1,000. Now that it's a piece of nevela, you have to sell, cut it up and sell it to McDonald's, it's only worth $100. So how much do I have to give him? $1,000 or $900? The luck is given 900. Why? Because it's your problem. Nezek, even though it's not his fault, nezek takes care of the nevela. How do we know that? We'll have drashas right now. But that's tashlumin. I fulfill, I complete the nezek. I fulfill, complete what I have to pay up. Not immediately. What's the makar? I'm going to make three makaris. Or Avi no makar. The pasuk says makin nefesh behema yishalmen. It's talking about a person who hits a nefesh behema. A person kills a behema. He has to pay the owner. Al tikri yishalmena to pay al yashlimena to complete it. What's the English word for yashlimena they have over there? Complete. Complete also. Oh. To complete. Make it complete to pay it up. Rav Kana, there's one drasha. Makabem Yishalmena, Yashli Mena with Darshan. Drasha number one. Drasha number two. It's good to remember these drashas because we might make a trichasa. Rav Kana Mamahaka, this pasuk. It's a pasuk by Shem Esacha. Usually Shem Esacha is potter on the oinus, but here's a trefa that was a pshia. Yechayiv on that. And it says in the pasuk this. And the way we're learning the pasuk is this. Im tarif itarif. If it gets a trefa, yeviu ad ha trefa, you pay him until the trefa, lo yisham, but the trefa itself you don't pay. Yaviu ad trefa, ha trefa lo yishalom. You read like that. Ad trefa yishalom. Trefa as lo yishalom. You pay till the trefa, not the trefa itself. So he keeps it. Second drasha. Third drasha. Chizki yom hacha. V'amesi Eloi. It says in the pasuk, V'amesi Eloi. You're talking about a shor. No yidak yishor naga chum et pol shoshem leish merenu ba'alav. Shalim yishalim shor takas ha-shor v'amesi Eloi. What does that mean? L'nizik. V'chein tonu v'chizki v'amesi Eloi nizik. So you have a good kasha. How do you know me Nizek? Who said? I told him what Nizek. I know what Mazek. Maybe let me do Mazek. I don't know. Loi kachaya. My loi kachaya. They can't say that. By he's talking about the nail the Mazeki. Licht the Rechmon Shor Tachas Ashar. Just say Shor Tachas Ashar. We know. I'm giving you a Shor Tachas Ashar. Lishtoi. Maybe loi lamali. Shma minol Nizek. It just means that the Nizek goes to the Nizek. So we have three drashas. We have one drasha that from Makadev Yom Shalmena. Another drash, that's a person who kills a behemoth. And another pasuk, tarif, 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 and a third pasuk, v'meis yaloi, v'tzrichi, nil lo tzrichasas. Because Rachmana Makabeh Mishameno, if you just said that pasuk, it's not so shia for a person to kill an animal, so Torah wasn't so makbar on you. I will trade for the shricha, but trade for it happens a lot by Hashem Esacha. So, maybe there we would taka make the mazik, he should have been more careful, he should have known about this, and pay the whole thing. Shricha. Mirish mina treifa. The treifa said, let the nizik take care of you, not so machmer in the mazik. You know why? Because that by itself. I'm a machab hamer, but the dayim. You killed me, a dayim. Amor loy, dear, maybe you should take pay the whole thing, and you take care of the nevela, the guy who killed him. Mirish mina hani tarti. Ha mishum dloy shricha. Here, you would say that the reason why you don't have to take care of it, because it's not so shriach to have a shemazik, but ha mishum the mela, and by shemer, because of mela. Aval meisi aloy. The shchicha over yadayim, there it's your behema doing it, which is shchicha, and it's biyadayim, because your mom and his mazik biyadayim, and your maloi, there you say, no, the mazik has to take care of it. V'yosh 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 but both shoyim v'sachar and maka behema, the begufa mazik, calling a shoyim v'sachar, it's called begufa, because you didn't watch it, and maloi, maybe there you would have to take care of your animal. Shricha. Kamas Malon is, you're not responsible to take care of his animal, he keeps his animal, you mashlim, you complete the payment. Omli Rav Kanal Rav Ella Time because we want to make see a lot. Halava you would think the veil the mazik hava. It sounds like told me you would say what's the pashtus? That after the mazik has to take care of the veil and has to pay full cash. Break them our simple question. We're learning enough about Bava Kamo. You know, you're allowed to pay subin, right? So big deal. It's my veil is mine. No problem. I'm bringing you 4,000 pennies and an veil. I'll do whatever I want. To pay subin. Like well, what kind of time is that? Halava been veil the mazik have you. Hashtag yesterday day kama treifas. If he has a whole freezer of treifas, Yoli gives it to him. Don't mind, Yosher Rav Shavkas Vilo Subim. The day me boy, that animal you have to tell me. So don't worry, you're right. It's not the chiddush. Chiddush is like this: that who does it belong to when it dies? If it belongs to the mazik, you can't make a pay for it. But there's an afkamina. Because let's say when it died, it was worth sell it to McDonald's $100. But the time you picked it up and sold it, it was worth $25. So what's the halacha? Do you have to pay? How much you have to pay? So I give him the $25 on the veil and I have to give $9.75 still. So the pchas, the veil makes a difference. Who is getting the pchas over here? The nizik or the mazik? The chiddush is the nizik as the pchas. So I still have to give $900 even when it went down. When Israel pchas the veil, that if it went down a price, it's the nizik's problem and not the mazik's problem. We have three drushes for pchas the veil, and that's the nafkamina that it belongs to him. Legabe pchas the veil. Of course, he can pay what he wants, pay trefes, but the chiddush is here. The pchas the veil goes to the nizik.